This is Abby 7045. All right, so to get us started, do you want to hit a buzzer for me?
What buzzer?
Anyone you want.
I like blue.
You have to hit it really hard. So first we're going to do the alphabet. Can you read the letter, the word, and another word that starts with that letter?
A, apple, ant. B, boy, bug. C, cookies. No way. Kawaii-chan.
What?
Kawaii-chan. Oh. Short, long for Casey.
Oh.
Short for Kawaii-chan is Casey.
Oh, okay.
D, duck. D, duck, dog. E, elephant. Ed. F, fish, fun. G, guitar. G, guitar.
What's the opposite of bad?
G, guitar, good. H, house, horse. I, ice, itch. J, juice, jug. K, key, kite. L, leaf, leap. M, monkey, man. N, nose. Nut. O, orange.
The sea animal with eight legs. Eight tentacles.
O, orange octopus. P, plate, pan. Q, quack, queen. R, red rat. S, spider, snake. T, table, top. U, umbrella.
Opposite of down.
Up. V, vacuum van. W, watch, wind. X, x-ray, fox.
Does that start with an X?
Oh. That's how we spell it at school. That's how we do it at school for one. Oh, X, x-ray.
What about that instrument? You know an instrument that starts with X? That you hit with the stick?
No.
You heard of a xylophone?
I have a clarinet.
You have a what?
I have a clarinet.
Okay.
Y, yogurt, yellow. Z, zebra. Zoom.
Good. All right. Can you hit another buzzer for me? Now we're going on to numbers. Can you read the numbers for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What comes next?
16. Oh, what?
What
you
happened?
You skipped it.
Skipped it? What happened with the numbers?
What happened?
What happened?
It's 20.
Yeah, what happened? How many did it skip by? From 20 to 15, do you know how many it skipped by?
We skipped by 5.
Good job. So what will be next?
20. Yeah, 25. Yeah. 30. 35. What? 40?
Now what did it skip by?
10.
Yeah, good job.
50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 200. 500.
Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah, it jumped around a lot there then. All right, now we're going to do some math. Do you know addition?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the page and solve it for me? Good job. Can you read the numbers on the page?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job. What about this?
19 plus 1 equals 20.
What's this?
Oh, 19 minus 1? Oh, 19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Have you learned multiplication yet?
I do not know that.
That's okay. Do you just want to read the page for me?
6 times 3 equals... I don't know.
Do you want to know the answer? 18.
Oh. 18 again?
Alright.
Is that supposed to be a plus?
It kind of looks like that. Have you seen a divided by sign before?
Mm-mm.
This is a vision. Can you just read it for me?
21... And what's that?
Divided by?
21 divided by 3.
Good job.
Equals, I don't know.
How old are you?
7 and a half.
That's the answer, 7.
Oh.
All right, can you hit another buzzer for me? All right, now we're gonna do these pages. So right here, we have one light. So if we have one light, now we have two.
Mm-hmm.
We have two what?
Two lights.
Good job.
They're actually lamps. One
they
purse.
Do look like lamps, yeah.
One purse.
We're going to call this a bag.
Oh, one bag. Two bags.
Good job.
What is that?
We're going to call this a yacht.
One yacht. Two yachts.
This is a smide.
It kind of looks like a donut.
It does.
One smide. Two smides. What is that?
This is a kel.
One kel. Two kels. Is that bread?
It's a rock.
One rock. Two rocks.
A pint.
It kind of looks like a fish going down. One pint. Two pints. Is that a playground? It looks
it
like
is, it. It is, but we're just going to say slide for now.
Okay, because the main thing is I slide, because there's only a slide at the playground.
Yeah.
One slide. Two slides.
We're gonna say bell.
One bell. Two bells.
This is a yag.
One yag. Two yags. One crib. Two cribs. One tennis shoe.
We're gonna just call it a shoe for right now.
One shoe. Two shoes. One boat.
We're gonna call it a ship for right now.
Oh, it's a toy ship.
Yeah, just ship though.
One ship. Two ships.
This is a dup.
One, what?
Dup.
One dup.
Yep.
Two dups.
This is a skack.
One skack. Two skacks.
This is a brim.
It kind of looks like one of those things that you use to blow bubbles. It looks
it
like
it does,
one.
Yeah.
One rib.
Can you say brib?
Oh, brib.
Yep.
One brib. Two bribs. Kind of looks like a seashell.
It does, but it's a mip.
Oh, one mip.
Mm-hmm.
Two mips.
This is a foo.
One foo. two foods.
Good job.
One sandwich.
That is, but we're going to call it a snack for right now.
One snack. Two snacks. One cup.
Yep.
Two cups. One light.
Yeah, and we're back at the beginning. Good job. Can you hit another buzzer for me?
Last buzzer. Hey, that's a doorbell.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they're coloring pages.
Yeah, we're not going to color them for right now. Right okay. Now, I just want you to tell me everything you see in the picture.
I see fish, a lion, a human, a boat, leaves, and water and lily pads.
What do you think the boy and the lion are doing?
Going on the boat and watching animals. Oh, and I see dragonflies.
Yeah. Where do you think they're going? You don't know? Mm. Do you think the boy and lion are friends?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be friends with the lion?
Only if I was lying, because I like The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, you do like The Lion King? Mm-hmm. That's a good movie. Why do you like it? The Lion
because
King.
Because they're lions and they're pretty.
Yeah.
And I love number two a lot.
Number two?
Mm-hmm. With Kovu.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Scar.
Yeah.
Even with his mother's... Zira or Zira, I don't know her name or what it starts with, but I know it's Zira or Sira.
Yeah.
Her mother gave him a scratch on his eye because she was mad at him, and now he looked like Scar.
Yeah.
Completely.
Is there anything else in this picture you see?
No.
Tell me about this picture.
A boy wanting to be a pilot. And the top of his room looks like the sky. And he opens his window. There's a tree outside. He has fish. He has another window. Oh, wait, that's a painting of balls on it. And then he has books. This looks like a closed door, and one of his clothes is sticking out. And then there's lots of pillows all over his bed. And then toys all over the floor. Ew, a sock on the floor. And another pillow on the floor.
Yeah. Do you keep your room like that, or do you keep it clean?
When it gets too messy, our parents want us to clean it.
Yeah. It's nice to keep your room clean. Is that fish his pet?
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
I have a cat and dog, and we have fishies.
You have fish?
Mm-hmm.
What are your animals' names?
Well, the fish don't have names, but our cat is called Bagheera, and she's black with yellow eyes like a witch cat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And our dog is a husky, and her name's Nora. She gets in trouble a lot.
Yeah. Is she pretty noisy?
When she's in her cage, she starts whining because he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And we can't take any more, that we always let her out.
Yeah.
Or we just tell her to stop.
Yeah. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
His bed.
Yeah.
And his ceiling looks like a sky, like I said.
Yeah.
Oh, I see airplanes up there, paper airplanes. He's throwing them. And three paper airplanes. And his window's open. Is that an invincible boot?
I'm not sure what it is.
It looks like an invincible boot. And then his ceiling looks like the sky with clouds in it and wind.
Yeah.
Probably his blanket that looks like the sky.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Why is this octopus, probably a squid or octopus, selling... Why is the squid or octopus doing that? It has a pencil, paper, magnifying glass, more paper. It's a scientist.
Yeah.
Ah, there's a rat and another probably their pets, but why do they have pet rats?
Do you like rats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I watched the movie Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you think the octopus is a scientist?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's helping her?
Mm-hmm. Her or he. It is he helping it.
Yeah. Do you like science?
Yes, when I grow up to be a scientist, I'm going to make dragons exist.
Oh, you want to be a scientist when you grow up?
Yeah. And if humans are able to get the rarest dragon, which is the moon dragon, whenever they ride it into outer space, they don't need any space people stuff on.
Yeah, that'd be cool to go to outer space. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
I see lots of scientist stuff.
Yeah.
They have books.
They do. Do you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright. Last picture of this section.
It looks like a kid that's a girl pulling out the biggest... What's that?
A radish.
The biggest radish. I just realized my dad just came in here and my mom left.
Yeah.
It's like it's like magic. Boom.
You were busy talking to me.
Fence.
Mm-hmm.
And her farm. It has snails. I do know slugs eat the bad plants.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. And rotten stuff that are plants and stuff, okay?
Yeah. Where is she?
In her farm.
Have you ever been to a farm?
Nope.
You haven't? What do you think she's gonna do with the vegetables?
Probably help her parents sell them.
Yeah. Do you like vegetables?
I bet that would make them have lots of money that they would become rich.
Yeah.
That's so big.
Yeah. Do you like vegetables?
If all her plants that she pulls out become really big like that, they're going to be rich very fast.
Yeah.
And richer than a rich person.
Okay,
those stayed tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some were tiny and some were big.
I see the sky with clouds behind the fence.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is a farmer. I know she is.
Mm-hmm. Why do you know she's a farmer?
Because all her food, but all she has planted is radishes.
Yeah.
And all she has is nails, and then there's some rocks and grass, and dirt everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe the snails are her pets.
They could be.
And they protect the farm.
Yeah. Anything else about this picture?
I just said it all.
Yeah, you did say a lot about it. All right.
She had a shovel.
Oh, yeah, she did have a shovel. What do you
shovel.
Do? What do you do with a shovel?
You dig.
Yeah. All right. You want to hit another buzzer?
I hit all of them.
You can hit another one or two at a time if you want.
Ooh.
All right. Now we're on to the reading section. You said you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
Think you can read this page for me?
COSI is a science museum. What's that?
It's Dion.
Dion went to COSI with his Nana and cousin Jana. They went to the space room. The room was dark. Dion held on to his cousin Jana's hand because he was afraid. This sheet got a little bad.
Do you want to scoot it in?
Mm-hmm.
You can use your finger to follow along.
Dion saw lots of stars in the room that made him feel dizzy. Dion walked slowly through the turning tunnel. His heart was beating very rapidly. His feet moved slowly. There were children in front of Dion and children behind him too. How will all of us get out of the tunnel? He thought. Dion was scared. His feet would not go. The stars kept spinning and he felt dizzy. Jana held Dion's hand and smiled. You can do this, Jana said. I am here with you. The kids in front of Dion were gone. The children behind Dion waited for Dion to move. Dion took a deep breath. He walked slowly. Jana held Dion's hand. Then Dion opened his eyes and he was out of the tunnel. Thank you, Jana, said Dion. I was afraid at first, but you helped me. Be brave. I do not feel dizzy anymore. I'd like to try it again. I am proud of you, Dion. You were quiet, brave. What? Quite brave, said Jana. Dion and Jana ran to Nana. That was so much fun. Can we go again? Dion asked. Nana, let's go, shouted Jana. Dion and Jana ran out of the space room so that they could go through the star tunnel again.
Good job. You did really well.
Do you want to read some more or do you want to move on?
I want to read some more.
Okay.
Jaden loves football. He and his brother wanted to play football in the park. Be home before dark, said Mama. The park is not safe at night. Jaden and the boys ran to the park. It began getting dark. Jaden wanted to go home, but his brothers did not. Jaden did not want Mama to be mad, but he was afraid to go home by himself. Jaden had an idea. He caught the ball and ran fast. Come back, the boys called, but Jaden ran home. His brothers ran behind him. Good, it is not dark, said Mama. Ate some hot apple pie and ice cream. The boys were happy. Mama was happy. The boys were safe.
You want to move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You did a really good job. Can you hit another buzzer for me?
R2.
R2.
This one did not make a sound.
You can hit it again. Okay. So now I want you to tell me what the person is doing and how you would do it.
He's brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm. How do you brush your teeth?
I brush everywhere.
Yeah? How do you do it? What do you use?
My toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah.
And I water my toothbrush before I put the toothpaste on.
Mm-hmm. How often do you brush your teeth?
I don't brush anymore, but I should start doing it.
Yeah, you probably should. You don't want to get a cavity.
He's washing his hands, and I always do that after I'm done going potty.
Mm-hmm. Any other times you wash your hands?
Just when I'm done going potty.
Yeah. How do you wash your hands? Can you use your words?
Like this.
Yeah, can you use the words to describe that?
I don't know how to describe it.
What do you use to wash your hands?
Soap and water.
Yeah.
I cannot tie my shoes.
You can't? What kind of shoes do you wear?
Since I can't tie my shoes, I wear tennis shoes like this or Crocs I can slip on. I like the slip-on shoes because I can't tie my shoes.
Okay. So how do you put them on?
I just slip them on and off.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite shoes?
Crocs.
Like your Crocs?
Mm-hmm.
What color are they?
Purple with sparkles.
Ooh.
On the inside, the holes are covered with fur, ooh, but since they got sand in them and water, Dad had to throw them in the dryer, but now the fur's not soft anymore.
Oh.
It feels like someone put a pizza crust inside there.
Oh.
Oh, they're eating cereal. I love my cereal with milk inside it.
How do you get your cereal?
It comes from a box and I dump the cereal out the box. Mm-hmm. Don't put too much.
Yeah.
I don't know what my favorite cereals are.
Oh, you don't know your favorite?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh. What's it look like?
Looks like squares.
Is it thin wheats?
And it has sugars on it, and I don't know what it's called.
Okay. What other things do you have for breakfast?
I love cereal.
Cereal's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. He's getting dressed. I always get dressed.
Yeah? Do you pick out your outfits, or does your mom?
My mom and dad have to do it, and I don't like that. I wanted to wear my dress today, but no.
No?
My parents threw something else. Mom said no to it.
I like your outfit,
and
though.
I was really sleepy today. I sleeped right through breakfast, and I really wanted to have cereal.
Oh, what did you have for breakfast?
I slept through breakfast.
Oh. Did you eat lunch already today, then?
I slept through lunch.
Slept through lunch too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think. Dad, did I sleep through lunch? Oh. I think I did.
Okay. How do you get dressed? Do you know how you do it? What do you put on first?
I always put on my shirt first. Cupcakes. I don't make cupcakes. I don't know how.
Do you have any guesses on how she might make cupcakes?
First, I don't know how she gets the wraps. Second, I do only know that she just puts them in the oven. And then third, I do only know that she can put the whipped cream on like that, and I can't even do that. And she can put sprinkles on.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of cupcake? You don't know?
Painting. I love to paint.
Love to paint? Mm-hmm. How do you paint?
Why are you asking me?
Because that's the point of this activity. You tell me what they're doing and how you would do it.
The same how they would do it.
Can you tell me about it?
I can't describe it.
Okay. Do you normally paint, or do you use other things to draw?
If I can't paint, I just color. If I can't color because I don't have paper, I just either do my iPad, the TV.
Oh. What do you like to paint?
Paper.
What kind of pictures do you like to paint? Like, what do you paint pictures of?
When I paint other people, when they use water and paint, it's not too wet. But mine's super wet that it drips.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how other people do it.
Yeah.
He's putting on the seatbelt.
How do you do it?
The same way.
Can you use your words?
I can't describe it.
You can't?
If a car was in here, I'd show you how I do it.
Okay.
Why is she feeding her toy?
I don't know. Why do you think she is?
Okay, I don't do that, but she likes to have tea parties. I do know that if she doesn't have friends to do it with, she might do it with toys.
How does she do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It hadn't happened because we always do the tea party together.
Okay.
I do not even know what he's doing.
Any guesses?
Nope, and I do not do that of whatever he's doing.
You don't do that at Halloween?
Oh, getting dressed?
Yeah.
I do that.
What were you last year for Halloween?
Namari from Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh.
They're going down the slide at the playground. I always do that when we go to the playground.
Yeah.
Kicking a ball. I'm having trouble with that because lots of kids at my school are faster than me and they're able to take the ball from me.
Oh, what kind of ball is that?
A football.
Do you play any other sports?
Wait, it's soccer ball.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to work on soccer ball.
Okay, is that your favorite sport then?
I don't know my favorite sport.
Okay.
That's why when I had this book at school, and it asked me what my favorite sport was, I just put a question mark inside the box.
What are they doing?
Playing together.
What are they doing with that?
They're building.
Do you ever do that?
I don't like playing together.
Oh, okay.
I love to go on the swing. If my parents push me too high, I get really scared because I'm scared of heights a little bit and I don't want them to get hurt because I might kick them.
You know how to swing by yourself or do your parents push you?
My parents have to push me, but when they push me too high, I tell them to stop. But they just keep doing it, and I get more scared when they don't stop.
What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
I figured out how to swing by myself at the playground, only with swings that are really low to the ground. Okay. Sharing?
Do you share?
Sometimes.
What do you share? What kind of
thing? I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
What is he doing?
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know.
What is that?
Is it a timer?
Mm-hmm. And what does it look like he's doing?
Sitting on a chair.
So where do you think, what do you think he might be doing?
I don't know.
Does it look like timeout maybe?
Kinda.
Yeah. All right, can you hit another buzzer for me? Or two. Now, can you just describe this picture for me?
A frog with a crown inside a cup.
How do you think he got there? Why do you think he's wearing the crown? Okay.
Is it the princess and the frog?
Maybe. All right. Are you ready to be all done? Mm-hmm. All right. Can you hit a buzzer to finish us off? Mm-hmm.